Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldhar and Tirmas Sechas Menachos Daf Samach Zayin, the sixth parak Rabbi Yishmo. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the previous daf quoted a Malchokas Hanaim. If Meruch of the Kochavim, smoothing the grain piles while they're owned by idolaters, exempts them from Meiser. Rava asked, Gugel of the Kochavim, what's the halacha about mixing of dough what belonged to an idolater? A Mishnah teaches that the dough of a ger, which he prepared before he converted, is exempt from challah. Is this Mishnah unanimous? And even those who hold Meruach of an Akum does not exempt grain from Meiser agree that Gilgul of an Akum does exempt dough from challah based on the respective drushes of each obligation? Or is this Mishnah the opinion of those who hold that Meruach Akum exempts grain from Meiser, but those who hold it does not would derive from a Gezer Shava of Reshis Reshis that Gilgul Akum likewise does not exempt dough from challah? Rava eventually concluded that the same Machlokas applies to both. Point number two, the Gemara challenges Rava from two brises, which prove that even Tanaim who hold that Meruach Akum exempts his produce from Meiser agree that Gilgul Akum does not exempt his produce from Challah. The Gemara answers that Meiser is required from the Rabban as a Gezer because of Balei Kisim, wealthy people who might falsely claim they purchased large quantities of produce from idolaters to avoid taking Meiser. The Gemara asks why the same decree was not made regarding challah and answers that one can easily avoid the challah obligation by baking less than the minimum shear of 5/4 cups of flour plus a fraction, and the gezerah would be ineffective. The Gemara objects that one could also avoid the maaser obligation, as Rabbi Hoshaya said, Marim Adam Atvaso, a person can be cunning with his grain, umachnisa b'mot shalah, and bring it into his house in its chaff. And pointing with you, the next mission describes the offering of the Omer. One put the oil and lavon into a kli, and added the flour, poured more oil, and mixed it. He then waved it, and brought it near the Mizbeach, performed kamitza, and burned the komitz and lavona on the Mizbeach. The shirayim was eaten by the Kohanim in the Azara. Mishnah Karava Omer, once the Omer was offered, permitting the new crop and consumption, Yosin Motzin Shok Yushalayim Shumali Kemach Kali. They would go out and find the marketplace of Yushalayim filled with ordinary flour and flour of oven-dried grain from the new crop. But this was Shulber Ason Chachamim, against the will of the sages. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds, the rabbis prohibited working with the new crop before it became permitted to eat, out of a concern someone may eat it before the Omer was brought. But Rabbi Yehuda says, they did it in accord with the will of the sages, and they were not concerned that someone would eat it before it was permitted. So once again, the three points are, number one, the previous daf quoted in Malchokas Tanaim, if Meruach over the Kochavim, smoothing of the grain piles, while they're owned by idolaters, exempts them from Meiser. Rava asked, Gugel over the Kochavim, what's the halacha about mixing of dough what belonged to an idolater? A Mishnah teaches that the dough of a ger, which he prepared before he converted, is exempt from challah. Is this Mishnah unanimous? And even those who hold Meruach of an Akum does not exempt grain from Meiser agree that Gilgul of an Akum does exempt dough from challah based on the respective drushes of each obligation? Or is this Mishnah the opinion of those who hold that Meruach Akum exempts grain from Meiser, but those who hold it does not would derive from a Gezer Shava of Reshis Reshis that Gilgul Akum likewise does not exempt dough from challah? Rava eventually concluded that the same Machlokas applies to both. Point number two, the Gemara challenges Rava from two brises, which prove that even Tanaim who hold that Meruach Akum exempts his produce from Meiser agree that Gilgul Akum does not exempt his produce from challah. The Gemara answers that Meiser is required from the Rabban as a Gezer because of Balei Kisim, wealthy people who might falsely claim they purchased large quantities of produce from idolaters to avoid taking Meiser. The Gemara asks why the same decree was not made regarding challah and answers that one can easily avoid the challah obligation by baking less than the minimum shear of 5/4 cups of flour plus a fraction, and the gezerah would be ineffective. The Gemara objects that one could also avoid the maaser obligation, as Rabbi Hoshaya said, Marim Adam Atvaso, a person can be cunning with his grain, umachnisa b'mot shalah, and bring it into his house in its chaff. And pointing with you, the next mission describes the offering of the Omer. One put the oil and lavon into a kli, and added the flour, poured more oil, and mixed it. He then waved it, and brought it near the Mizbeach, performed kamitza, and burned the komitz and lavona on the Mizbeach. The shirayim was eaten by the Kohanim in the Azara. Mishnah Karava Omer, once the Omer was offered, permitting the new crop and consumption, Yosin Motzin Shok Yushalayim Shumali Kemach Kali. They would go out and find the marketplace of Yushalayim filled with ordinary flour and flour of oven-dried grain from the new crop. But this was Shulber Ason Chachamim, against the will of the sages. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds, the rabbis prohibited working with the new crop before it became permitted to eat, out of a concern someone may eat it before the Omer was brought. But Rabbi Yehuda says, "Beretzon Chachamim hayosin." They did it in accord with the will of the sages, and they were not concerned that someone would eat it before it was permitted. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Samach Zayin, and this Siman was suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as from Shalom Fried from Woodmere, New York. They both suggested that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for their hamburger buns was exempt from chala were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser. While they were waiting for a bachur to return from the marketplace, which was full of flour from the new crop, on the same day, the omer was brought. Once again, slow motion. The Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue, that must be one daf Samach Zayin. The Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah, which reminds us, Rava asked Gilgal of the Chochavim, what is the halacha about mixing of dough what belonged to an idolater with regards to exempting it from challah? So the Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser, which reminds us, meiser is required when the rabbanan in a case of meruach akum as a gezer because of bali kisim, wealthy people who might falsely claim they purchased large quantities of produce from idolaters to avoid taking meiser. So the Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser. While they were waiting for a bachur to return from the marketplace, which was full of flour from the new crop on the same day, the omer was brought. Which reminds, the Gemara tells us that the shuk in Yerushalayim was full of new grain immediately after the omer was brought, and there's a malchokas if that was Beretzon Chachamim, in accordance with the will of the sages. So once again, the Bachrim at the sizzling barbecue debating if the dough being mixed by an idolater they wanted for the hamburger buns was exempt from challah were horrified when they heard a wealthy family at the next picnic table falsely claim they bought large quantities of produce from a nachri to avoid taking meiser. While they were waiting for a bachur to return from the marketplace, which was full of flour from the new crop, on the same day, the omer was brought. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara, Daf Samach Gimel. So the Siman Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The Mincha delivery man on a segue. Segue? That must be on Daf Samach Gimel. The Mincha delivery man on a segue who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, which reminds us, the Gemara gives over the differences between a Minchas Machvas and a Minchas Marcheshes. A Minchas Marcheshes has a cover and it's deep, whereas a Minchas Machvas is on a griddle without a cover. So the Mincha delivery man on a segue who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order from Bafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, which reminds us, Gemara brings the Machlokas, if a Minchas Mafet can be brought as half challos and half rekiking. So the Mincha delivery man on a segue who messed up an order and brought a Minchas Marcheshes instead of a Minchas Machvas, while his partner messed up his order for a Mafetanur by delivering half his loaves and half his wafers, had three workers ready to cut the three saw for the Omer using three baskets and three sickles, whether it was a Shabbos or a weekday, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses harvesting for the Omer on Shabbos versus a weekday. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says that on Shabbos, it was cut by one person with one sickle and put into one basket to minimize malacha. But during the week, it was cut by three people and put into three baskets using three sickles. The Chachamim say it was always cut in the second manner. Daf Samach Dalad. So the Siman Daf Samach Dalad is sewed secret and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be more in Daf Samach Dalad, sewed. The secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish, and was pater, which reminds us, Rav Ashi taught if one heard a child was drowning at sea, and he spread his net to catch fish, then if he caught only fish, he's chayef. However, if he brought up both the fish and the child, Rava says he's chayef for his forbidden intent, while Rava says he's pater. Rabbi holds that since he heard about the drowning child, we say his machshava was also about saving the child, but if he had not heard about the child, Rabbi would agree he's chayev. So the secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, he then saved him while catching his fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with three figs for the chol who needed 2, which reminds us, Rama asked, if a sick person was assessed as requiring 2 dried figs on Shabbos for her survival, and there are 2 figs attached to the tree by 2 separate stems, requiring 2 acts of cutting, and there are 3 figs attached by 1 stem, which do we bring? Do we bring the 2 figs because they're both fit for him and no superfluous figs are detached? Or perhaps we bring the 3 figs because we thereby reduce the acts of harvesting, since they require only a single act of detaching. So the secret agent outdid himself one Shabbos when, after informing a fisherman that his child was drowning, who then saved him while catching fish and was pater, and decisively slicing a branch with 3 figs for the chola, who needed 2, he decoded the secret message from a mute, identifying the spot to cut the omer that year is Gago's Tzarifim, which reminds us, Gemara discusses bringing the Omer from nearby grain, and the incident of the Omer being brought from Gago's Tzarifim, which occurred when the Hashmonaim kings besieged each other and the surrounding crops were destroyed. They didn't know where to obtain barley until a mute man put one hand on a roof, a Gog, and another on a hut, Tzarif. Mordechai realized he referred to a place called Gago's Tzarifim or Tzarifim Gago's. Daf Samach Hei. So the Siman Daf Samach Hei is says sheep, and we often use shepherds in the Siman. So here goes. While the shepherds, that must move on Daf Samach Hei, says sheep. While the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, which reminds us, the Gemara describes the publicized ceremony of Xiras HaOmer. So while the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Tzedukah who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the debate over privately donating the tamid. The Gemara explains that the Tzedukin claimed that an individual can donate and bring the tamid because the pasuk uses the singular tase, you shall make. However, the sages counted that the next pasuk about the tamid uses the plural tishmeru, you shall be careful to offer teaching shiyakun bond with Trumas Alushka, that all the tamidin should come from the communal funds of the Trumas Alushka made from the half shekels that all men donated annually. So while the shepherds gathered around the one reaping the Omer were busy answering responsively to his questions, one shepherd stopped at Tzedukah who took a sheep he intended to donate as a tamid, while another made fun of a baitosi by showing him a calendar with Machras or Shabbos falling on the second day of Pesach and not the day after Shabbos, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the debate over the dates for Shavuos and Sfiras HaOmer and the meaning of Machras or Shabbos. Daf Samach Vav. So the Siman Daf Samach Vav is a tailor sewing. So here goes. The tailor who sewed tailor sewing? That must move on Daf Samach Vav. The tailor who sewed an elaborate sphere chart, counting the days and the weeks, which reminds us, Abai said regarding Sfiras HaOmer, mitzvah l'minei yomi, mitzvah l'minei shvui. It's a mitzvah to count days, and it's a mitzvah to count weeks. The Rabban Ravashi's yeshiva counted the days and counted the weeks. However, a Maimar only counted the days, but did not count the weeks. He explained that after the Churban, the base of Migdash, when the Omer is no longer offered, Zechru Migdashu, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is only kept as a remembrance for the Migdash, and counting just the days suffices. So the tailor who sewed an elaborate sphere chart counting the days and the weeks was very proud of his custom pouch he sewed for the shiny iron pipe used to roast the barley kernels for the Omer, making them kali, which reminds us, Gemara brings about how the barley for the Omer was toasted. The Chachamim say the barley was first threshed, which was done with soft reeds and stems so the kernels would not be crushed. The kernels were then placed in an avuv, a copper pipe to be toasted, which was manukav, perforated, kadeshi aur shalot bakulo, so that the fire would have power over all of it. So the tailor sewed an elaborate sphere chart counting the days and the weeks, was very proud of his custom pouch he sewed for the shiny iron pipe used to roast the barley kernels for the Omer, making them kali, and his Meruach Hekdesh Pater tags that he made for the remainder of the barley not used for the Omer, which reminds us, the mission concluded, Hashar Nifta V'Necho Kol Adam, the remainder of the barley flour, which was not used for the Omer, is redeemed and may be eaten by anyone, and it's subject to the Chal obligation, but exempt from Meiser, since it was owned by Hekdesh during Meruach, the smoothing of the grain piles. Rabbi Kiva says it's subject to Meiser as well. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which tefillin that the marketplace in Yerushalayim was full of new grain immediately after the Omer was brought? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff to discuss, which is preferred when cutting figs for a chola who only needs 2 figs, whether we detach 2 figs on 2 stems versus 3 figs on 1 stem? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 3. Which stuff discusses the symbolism of tenufa in all directions? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 4. Which daf brings a machlokas of a minchas mafa can be brought as half chalos and half rikikin? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf discusses harvesting for the Omer on Shabbos versus a weekday? That's on daf Samach Gimel.
Good. Number 6.
Which daf do we learn that Tanufa of Karbonis of idolaters and women is performed alone by the Kohen? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good.
Number 7.
All right, so which daf do we learn about the publicized ceremony of Tziras HaOmer? That's on daf Samach Hei. Good.
Number 8.
Which daf brings the debate over the dates for Shavuos and Tziras HaOmer and the meaning of Memachos HaShabbos? That's on daf Samach Hei. Good.
Number 9.
Which daf brings the opinion that Bikurim require Tanufa? That's on daf Samach Aleph. Good.
Number 10.
Which daf brings the Machlokas how the post-Shechita Tanufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem is performed? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Golder from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.